Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everyone. Indianapolis Police Chief Paul Soselsky says though no charges have been filed yet, evidence is strong against Thomas Hardy in Sunday's shooting of IMPD officer David Moore.
David was doing today exactly what we want him to do, what we want all of our officers to do, and that was out there working, doing his job, despite the cold temperatures.
Chief Soselsky says Moore remains in critical condition at Wishart Hospital. The 29-year-old officer's parents are police. He joined the force in 2004 and was Rookie of the Year. Police are keeping quiet as they build their case against 60-year-old Thomas Hardy, who was arrested for a robbery after the shooting and was known to police. Indiana State Police are conducting interviews as they investigate the shooting deaths of a woman and her three children, ages 4 to 14. Their bodies were found in a home where a fire had been set. This was discovered Friday in Austin, about 35 miles north of Louisville. Indianapolis Public Library supporters have organized a read-in for tonight's city-county council meeting. As WFYI's Marianne Holland reports, they want a resolution approved that could translate to new revenue for cash-strapped libraries.
The resolution, expected to come up for a vote tonight at the City County Council meeting, supports state legislation that would let the council divert some local income taxes to the Indianapolis Marion County Public Library. Sustainable Library Citizens Coalition spokesman Jim Mulholland says the change would put local library funding in line with the rest of the state.
Marion County is, I think, the only county where the county income tax cannot be used for the libraries. So we need the state legislature to change this restriction, and that would then allow the City County Council to better fund our libraries.
Tonight's County Council meeting starts at 7 p.m. Read-in supporters will start gathering at 6. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
A bill aimed at expanding charter schools in Indiana is expected to clear a House committee today. The bill is part of Governor Mitch Daniels' extensive education agenda. Republican House Speaker Brian Bosma is the bill's sponsor and says he expects the House Education Committee to make some changes to the bill before the vote. Republicans who control the panel will likely support the charter school expansion, which has been opposed by some Democrats and education leaders who say the bill would take money away from traditional public schools. Along with the expansion, the bill would let charters share state transportation funds with traditional public schools and makes other changes to promote charters, which are public schools free of certain regulations. Prominent movie director Peter Bogdanovich will be visiting Indiana University for the formal dedication of the newly renovated IU Cinema. It features a cutting-edge digital projection system. Bogdanovich will take part in a Thursday ceremony at the cinema and discuss his film career during a program there Friday. The 260-seat IU Cinema opened in the late 1930s and hosted stage productions until 2002, when a new theater space opened on campus. A renovation began in 2009. And restaurants may not have warmed up to this latest trend, but families apparently are liking it. Eating at home appears to be one behavioral change from the recession that's sticking. Many people were forced to eat more meals at home when money was tight. As the economy began improving and families had more spending money, they continued to eat at home. Restaurants usually lead other types of businesses out of a recession, but this time clothing sales did better, growing 5% last year, and auto sales grew 11%. WFYI weather today, a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain with a high of 33. Chance of freezing drizzle and snow tonight, low 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 32. Wednesday, partly sunny, 32. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now, mostly cloudy, 21 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, thanks so much, Sharon. And a look at sports. The matchup for the Super Bowl 45 has been set. Two of the grand storied franchises in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers, are going to meet in Super Bowl 45.